Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the broadcast today, Dr. Jeffrey Geist joins us. He's Executive Director of the Nevada Association of School Administrators. He's here for the whole show on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Hello, is this D&D Roofing?
Yes, it is. How may I help you?
You did such a great job on my roof. May I speak to the owner?
I am an owner.
Oh, can I speak to your supervisor?
Sure.
How may I help you?
I love your work. May I speak to the owner?
I am an owner. We're all owners. Well, that's why at D&D we work so hard to keep your home safe and sound.
Oh, no wonder.
D&D Roofing and Sheet Metal. Local, employee-owned, here for you.
Retail's impact on Nevada's economy? Enormous. 8,600 businesses, large and small, employing 145,000 workers. And last fiscal year, retail paid tax on nearly $60 billion in sales. We're the Retail Association of Nevada. We support retail. We help it grow. And we mean business.
RANNV.org.
Take a look at Pro Group Management and see how your workers' comp requirements can be met head-on. By taking a proactive approach, Pro Group can assure that your company is meeting or exceeding state and federal standards. As you move forward in your industry, Pro Group moves with you, simplifying regulatory tasks, clearing the way so you can get the job done, and look to your future success. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Early in the morning or throughout the night, professional truck drivers are on the job, serving you, safely moving freight that's crucial to our economy. From the oldest industries to our newest innovators, from the exotic to the everyday, trucks are everywhere, moving everything. Never afraid to embrace a future that makes Nevada and our nation stronger. Trucking moves America forward.
This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shan, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shan.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we are always delighted to welcome back to the program Dr. Jeffrey Geist. He's now Executive Director of the Nevada Association of School Administrators, but for many years, a school principal in Las Vegas. And we have a lot of experience together.
We do, many, many years, Sam.
Pleasure to have you back.
Pleasure to be here, thanks.
So let's just start out briefly with an explanation of what NASA is. Well, it's not the space agency.
Yeah, it's not the space agency, but our ideas are sky high. So that's my little punchline. Yeah. So first of all, the title of our association is deceptive because our association is not just for administrators. We offer a litany of workshops and events for teachers, counselors, school psychologists, social workers, every educator, every education type you can imagine. So we've really opened up, and that's our new motto, open to all, even community members or elected officials that want to be involved and learn side by side with educators.
Okay, so, and the purpose being?
Our purpose, really, is first of all, we don't get into negotiations or contracts or anything like that. That's another way our title is deceiving. We are the state's only pre-K through 12 professional development association for all educators, charter, private, parochial, traditional, public. And our mission is to provide great professional development to those folks in the areas that they need to make them the best they can be in whatever job they hold, to best serve the students that they serve, the children of Nevada.
Okay, so it sounds like there will be clashes between those different areas.
No, quite frankly, not at all. So I'm going to just tell you two little stories that really motivate my work. When I was a youngster in third grade, I was a kid that couldn't read. And I remember the deflating feeling I felt when my parents were called into the principal's office and they were told that. I remember the uplifting feeling I felt where when I had gone through an intervention program and was then reading by the end of third grade at the junior high reading level.
Wow.
We provide professional development like that to teachers and to administrators. I remember as a new teacher in 1994 when I started in the middle of the year, January, and teaching 10th and 11th grade low-level English courses at a high school in Las Vegas, and being ready to quit in March, until I learned how to manage a classroom through some really great professional development. I didn't quit. I learned how to do that. I succeeded. That's the kind of professional development we offer to people.
All right. Now, are teachers able to take advantage of this as well?
100%. As a matter of fact, this week on February 1, Saturday, we have a workshop for teachers on addressing mental health and mental health awareness of your students in your school. And on February 29th here in Reno, we have a behavior management workshop at the AGC building. And those reciprocal workshops in Las Vegas as well. And people can go simply go to our website, nvadministrator.org, nvadministrator.org, and they can see all the offerings. And we have a spring conference coming up in Tahoe, June 15 and 16, with a whole array of offerings, something for everyone, with big name, internationally known speakers like Dr. Bill Daggett and many, many others. Dr. Jara from Las Vegas is coming up, the superintendent, and Ray McNulty and many others that play to everyone, something for everyone there.
Going back to what you were saying just earlier about the kind of people that you're working with, are we expecting too much of teachers today in the sense that, as you mentioned, social workers, mental health issues, this is not teaching. This is a much bigger responsibility. And we don't appear to be paying enough to get the kind of people that we want to get in and keep them. Mm-hmm. And should that be the responsibility of the school system? And you've seen it from going to school to running schools to now being in this association. What's your thoughts on that?
Well, my thoughts are my wife's been a teacher for 25 years. I started off as a teacher. I just can tell you in the last 5 years alone, what's fallen on the backs of teachers is enormous compared to, you know, it used to be. I left the principalship in 2012, became an associate superintendent. Even the demands placed on principals today is so much greater than it used to be. So I think your question is can schools do it all? And can they do it all well?
Well, they're being asked to do it all.
They're being asked to do it all well. And they're being asked to do it all, and the question is whether or not they can do it all well. And I would say that NASA is an organization to help them do it, because these things are placed on them. Many of these edicts are placed on them legislatively and otherwise, federally and statewide. So we want to provide optimal PD to help them find a balance so that they can work smarter and not harder. That's how I see my role. So that they can best serve the children they have.
All right. You know, we see similar things in the broadcast industry, for example. You know, in newsrooms, you used to have reporters, photographers, editors. Now you have one person being asked to do all those three jobs.
Right.
I believe that there are some people that can do two of those three jobs well. The idea of having them being able to do all three, they're completely different things. And that seems to me to be exactly what you're describing, except under much more dire circumstances, which is teaching our kids.
Yep.
How can we expect one person to do this many jobs and do them all well?
So let me give you an example. So when I was a principal in 2005, 2006 at Cheyenne High School, we discovered that 75% of our incoming freshmen were below ninth grade reading level. 30% of those freshmen were third grade or below, 30% of that 75%. It wasn't our fault, but we have to own it as our problem.
Right.
And now to waste any time on what the previous schools or the parents did or didn't do is simply a waste of time. Is it wrong? No, it's not wrong, but it's a waste of time. So what we did to work smarter was we just simply diagnosed every kid's reading level before they enrolled, their required elective reading course for their ability level trumped anything else on their schedule, and what we did was we moved the level of proficiency upward, and I required an elective reading course. And then I asked some of my best teachers to teach it in a scripted way. Even PE teachers were teaching reading, and they were moving the needle of achievement. So that's how you work smarter and not harder. So is it complicated? Yes, because you've got to do master schedules, and then kids that are not reading are unable to maybe have the latitude with other electives and so forth. But the main problem is literacy. Literacy transcends all, no matter what subject area it is. So those are the kinds of things that we discuss in our professional development offerings.
All right, so literacy, the ability to read and comprehend, I presume, is the back end of that, are the most important things. Where are we failing in an era where you think, because of telephones, you know, cell phones, that we have the whole world of knowledge in a computer in our hand. Mm-hmm. Every kid has one, right?
Yep. Just about.
And yet we seem to be going backwards, not forwards, in terms of literacy.
Yeah, I don't think that that's true. Our graduation rates nationally are higher than they have been before. Our school attendance of students nationally is higher than it was before. I mean, 50 years ago, if a school system had 50% of the kids in school and graduating, that was a success. Of course that's not a success now. We want 100% of our kids in school and graduating in a meaningful way. The skills of proficiency that warrant a high school diploma. So, are there problems? Yes, you could blame those problems on a whole host of things. Media, social media, lack of parent attention on some of those things, and not even to blame the parent. Many single parent households, you've got moms or dads with 2-3 jobs and older siblings watching younger siblings, and you know, they're worried about the basic things, a roof over their head and eating, you know, and that's the kinds of issues we faced in many of our urban, lower socioeconomic schools. So is it a right expectation of government to have us address those things? Absolutely. But is it a challenge for school systems and schools individually? Absolutely. So that's what a professional development like organization like NASA comes in to have discussions, dialogue, network, professional development around.
All right, but to circle back to my original question, or my original point, was we have kids reading at a much earlier age because of their telephones. Even though the communications may be different, they may not necessarily be reading books, they may be reading texts, they may be communicating that way. But are we ahead or behind with this technology in terms of literacy?
I think we're on the precipice of utilizing it. So at our last fall conference, for example, we had a speaker, Dr. Christy Kane, that talked to teachers about how to utilize their mobile devices, students' mobile devices, to enhance their reading skills. And I think, from my observations, a lot of those things are still underutilized. I don't think we should tell kids to put those things away all of the time. Some of the time, yes. But I think that we should capitalize on their usage of it in the classroom. And there are successful schools, successful teachers that are doing so and increasing literacy rates, math skills, and so forth.
So in a way, is this similar to the electronic calculator that for a long time, schools did not want calculators in the schools?
Yeah.
The student was penalized. You need to do this the right way, learn it from the basics.
Yeah.
And then eventually, they suddenly realized, hey, you know, we can turn out better geometry students if they're able to use these incredible calculators than if we don't. Is that where we are now with the cell phone? Is that we're suddenly figuring out that we can utilize this?
Yeah, I think so. And it's that way with a lot of issues. I mean, intelligence means you know where to find the information, right?
Correct.
I mean, you know where to go
get it. You don't have to know it all.
You
just have to know where to find it.
Yeah. And I think that's really important to teach students. And the utilization of those devices does that.
All right, let's take a break. More with Dr. Jeffrey Geis when we come back.
Tamarack Junction is South Reno's hotspot with over 450 of the latest slots and video games. Sully Sports Bar, the Dining Car Restaurant, William Hill Sportsbook, and the Tamarack Steakhouse and Lounge. We're just north of the Summit Mall in South Virginia. Yeah.
Ahern Rentals began as Signal Gas Station on Las Vegas Boulevard. Founder John Ahern grew the business by offering rentals. His son Don built on John's legacy, growing Ahern Rentals into the largest independently owned American rental company with 89 locations in 30 states. Don also brought his experience and vision to equipment manufacturing with Extreme Manufacturing and Snorkel. Today, Ahern Rentals continues to bring its family values to a new generation. Learn more at ahern.com.
Hi, I'm Eric Robnett, owner of Home Energy Experts. Has this ever happened to you?
Honey, did you remember to turn down the thermostat?
Forgetting to set the temperature? Not fun. We can help. Our new smart thermostat keeps the temperature set for your comfort all by itself.
I'm feeling hot now.
To increase your comfort, go to homeenergyexperts.com for details. That's homeenergyexperts.com.
The signs and symptoms of cataracts can start out small with subtle changes in your vision. So don't wait. Be proactive and take your vision into your own hands. If you're experiencing the onset of cataracts or just have questions, contact your eye care professional or call Eye Care Associates of Nevada today. Dr. Hiss has years of experience specializing in the surgical correction of eye disorders and has completed over 84,000 vision-correcting procedures. At Eye Care Associates of Nevada, we'll change the way you look at the world.
The Tamarack Junction Steakhouse is known for signature steaks, handcrafted cocktails, and world-class wines. Join us Thursdays and Friday nights from 4:30 to 6:30 in the Steakhouse Lounge for live music, gourmet plates, and well-priced wines, just north of the Summit Mall on South Virginia.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Dr. Jeffrey Geis. He's the executive director of the Nevada Association of School Administrators. I got to ask you about the Clark County Education Association with these two initiatives, one to raise the sales tax in Clark County, and the other to raise the gaming tax by a couple of points. Your thoughts on this and where it's heading and the battle between NSEA and CCEA.
Yeah, and again, I'm here as the NASA executive director, and we're going to
rise
it's okay for you to ask. I'm going to give you my thoughts because really we're the statesman organization, and we want to solicit a lot of members. Anybody can become a member, anybody in a teacher role, anybody in an administrative role in our organization. But my thoughts are real simple. Teachers are underpaid. People are underpaid. That's the bottom line. We all know teachers deserve more. We've talked about it the whole first segment. I supervised schools before this role for 10 years, and the lowest income schools in the Las Vegas Valley. And I saw teachers who would literally take money out of their pockets and give it to children so that the child could eat. I saw schools where if they would host a spring carnival and have something as simple as hot dogs and cookies, the whole entire family would show up. That might be the only meal. That would be the only meal some of those folks would have all weekend long. So teachers are seriously, I think they are very underpaid. There's not a differentiation in salary for most teachers in systems. In other words, if you're in a low-income school compared to a high-income school, you're getting paid the same. I think the teacher union is, they're doing their job. Their job is to serve their members in whatever ways they can go after it. So I don't want to get a comment specifically on my opinion on those things because I'm representing NASA, but I can tell you that we have a great appreciation for teachers, and we want to make them optimal in their success as they work with kids. And we all agree that they should have a higher salary.
And I don't think that there's any real disagreement on that. The number that's been floated around for several years on this program, starting out coming from NSCA, but others have said the same number, is that we needed literally $1 billion more. Mm-hmm. Do you think the public is ready to put up that kind of money for anything, let alone education?
Yeah, I don't know, and I don't know if that kind of number is even feasible in the near future. But you know how things are. You know, you go for the gusto and maybe you fall somewhere in the middle. I think, though, what the public will see if they invest further in education in the state of Nevada are better results. Because I'm seeing, based on even what we have now, some great results in school communities and school districts around this system. So imagine what we could do if you had additional resources. And I want to make it clear, it's not just about throwing money at a system or a school system. It's not that. It's about investing in certain systems and structures and functions within schoolhouses or school districts.
For example?
Structures for intervention. structures for a crosswalk between a child's social emotional needs and their level of proficiency. Understanding where a child falls on the adverse childhood experiences research, which says if you have, as a child, things going against you, like you're born poor, you're in a single parent household, you've witnessed drug abuse, you've seen death in the family, those kinds of things, kind of think of it as stackable on a child. And the more of those issues a child has, through no fault of their own, they're born into this, right? The more likely those issues are to manifest in their misbehavior at school. So it's not that they're a bad child, it's that the manifestation of those things can be treated in schoolhouses. So you talked about how schools are asked to do a lot with fewer people, right? So what I'm saying is, with more investment, you wouldn't necessarily have to have fewer people. You can make those investments in children around specific structures to reduce absenteeism, to reduce behavior issues and keep them in school, to increase proficiency in math and literacy and so forth. I believe that's a better investment for the state of Nevada than putting them in prison later, because that costs a lot more money. So I don't have any opposition to going after more resources. I think that's a good thing. And I know, having worked with and talked with superintendents around this state, they're all about those types of structures, those that I articulated and others.
All right, let's take another break and we'll come back with Dr. Geis after this.
Dimitri Prine here for Design Outdoor. At Design Outdoor, we specialize in all hardscapes, pavers, and walls you'll need for everything, from wonderful small yards to full-blown outdoor living. And we only refer the best contractors to make your vision a reality. Our store and backyard are located at 11600 South Virginia, just north of DeMonte Ranch Parkway. Visit designoutdoor.com or call us at 851-9499.
I'm men's rights attorney Marilyn York, and because I represent men in all family law matters, women often call me gender traitor, woman hater, and even disgusting. So why represent men and target myself with these offensive monikers? It's simple. Children with fathers in their lives are 6 times less likely to drop out of school, 15 times less likely to go to prison, and 5 times less likely to commit suicide. So ladies, you can hate me, but please love your children more than you hate their fathers.
Hi, I'm Dave Newman. Remember me? I used to be the house detective, and now I'm a realtor, full-time at RE/MAX Realty Affiliates. And a lot of people ask me, how's the market? You know what? It's fantastic. If you're even kicking around the idea of buying or selling, give me a call. Let's talk about it. Call me at RE/MAX Realty Affiliates and just ask for the guy who used to be the house detective, Dave Newman.
The signs and symptoms of cataracts can start out small with subtle changes in your vision. So don't wait. Be proactive and take your vision into your own hands. If you're experiencing the onset of cataracts or just have questions, contact your eye care professional or call Eye Care Associates of Nevada today. Dr. Hiss has years of experience specializing in the surgical correction of eye disorders and has completed over 84,000 vision-correcting procedures. At Eye Care Associates of Nevada, we'll change the way you look at the world.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Dr. Jeffrey Geis. He's the executive director of the Nevada Association of School Administrators. One of the problems, and it just seems to have been going on forever, is that we end up being about 60,000 teachers short in the Clark County School District. Yeah. Is that just a money situation, or is that a lack of people to bring into the profession?
I think it's both. I think that many, many people that we'd like to choose, that we would like to have choose the education profession, don't, because of the salary. And what you just articulated about the Clark County School District is not a Clark County School District issue alone. It's a national problem in large urban systems. So it's pretty common, unfortunately.
Do you think, you know, we're going to see an additional 1 million people in the Las Vegas Valley over the next decade or so? Are we prepared for that with school buildings, in any way?
Yeah, well, we've been prepared for it in the past. I remember through the 80s and the late 80s and through the 90s, we were building, the Clark County School District was building 12 to 16 schools a month, or a year for several years, over a decade. So they had it down to a science to when the principal's chair would be put in his office or her office. So yeah, I think we're prepared for that. I think though that what will really attract businesses to our state, to our community, is the success of our education system. So I do advocate for investing in that success.
Okay, and I'm going to throw a little bit opposite thought in there. I think businesses are coming to Nevada because we have cheap land, relatively speaking. We have a lack of regulation, or not as intense regulation as we see in California. People are coming because Nevada is on fire business-wise, and I think that education is the part we have to pick up after they get here, because any problems with education is not stopping people coming to the Silver State. That's, we have to leave it there. You are always welcome. You know that, sir. Come back
anytime. Thank you, Sam. It's a pleasure.
And we'll be right back.
A bird's eye captures its surroundings at different heights. At Brian Culpa Photography, we can make your imagination soar over buildings, parks, cityscapes, and beyond. Brian's images tell the story and get the job done. If you need a new perspective to tell your story, contact Brian today. Brian Culpa Photography. Experience the bird's eye view at brianculpaphotography.com.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to marilynminer.com.
St. Ives Florist, for every holiday and every special occasion, for romance, custom home design. We have the largest selection of fresh flowers in Northern Nevada. And we also offer a large selection of unique gift items. Come see me, Lori Ann, at St. Ives Florist, 700 South Wells Avenue, or call me at 333-9190.
Pro Group Management is the place where companies can find workers' comp solutions that are designed to meet their specific business requirements. As regulations evolve, Pro Group takes a proactive approach to clear the path to make sure your business stays ahead of the curve. Knowing your workers' comp program is optimized, you can focus on other important matters related to your growing business. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you.
Watch Nevada Newsmakers on YouTube. You can do that now these days. We'll see you on the next broadcast.